Audio Mo number 13, catching up finally with Aaron Mander and Top Gold. I find myself sitting here in the kitchen on a Saturday evening, surrounded by quite a lot of disorganization. And I was just struck earlier by the experience of watching X Factor on TV. The actual stopping of the flow of movement around the house to sit in a chair in front of the TV or sit in a sofa in front of the TV and enjoy a bit of X Factor and then find myself getting irritated and annoyed by it or actually unexcited by it. Mainly because I don't actually like the music that much. I like Elton John singing Elton John's songs because I like the sound of Elton John's voice. But I don't actually like the sound of the other people singing Elton John songs. So all of that experience stopped the flow of energy and I'm tired now. I haven't got the energy to go tidying up this kitchen, putting the plates into the dishwasher and the cutlery into the container and pressing the button and then, so instead I'm just finishing a glass of wine and I just recorded a couple of cantos from the Irish Epic Poem in 33 cantos and then listened to Portland, Oregon, talking to me, and vowed that I will listen to more of the people who are part of the Audio Mo project. Now, I do think it's important that I root myself in that project in the sense that there are parallel people, or people in a parallel universe, that are striving to write 50,000 words. And I just do wonder how many words are contained in an Audio Mo that runs for, let's say, 5 minutes. And how many words will I have spoken over the month of November on this special project? But today, it was interesting that Chris Brogan popped into my life via a tweet where he tweeted a blog post, which was about time management or about personal management and about how does he deal with all the competing priorities in his life. And he spoke about the three words that he used to guide him during the year 2010. And it reminded me of the three words that I have used, inspired by Chris Brogan. My three words are keeping well, sharing, and reputation. And these would be three words that would help me to decide whether to do something during the year, if it was likely to help me to stay well, if it was likely to involve me in sharing stuff with other people, and if it was likely to help me to build the reputation of other people or my own reputation, or learn something about reputation building, then having ticked all those three boxes, I would be likely to say, yes, I think that's an activity I will commit myself to. So I suppose I'm intrigued by Chris Brogan's comments about growth, because Chris, very busy man, very talented man, and all very talented, very busy people have got masses of projects that are crying out to them saying, please do me, pay attention to me. And somehow or other, you have to say no. And you can say no and kill the project, or you can say yes in the sense that I'll give it to somebody else to do. In other words, you do kind of what I suppose you call classically delegation, or else you hire somebody to do it for you so that you can do other things. And that's what Chris Brogan was writing about, really, the importance, how incredibly important it's been for him to work with people who would run with the projects that he was keen on, as if they were theirs rather than his. So in effect, he would be a kind of a cheerleader. I'm putting words now into Chris Brogan's mouth because I can't remember exactly what he said, but that he'd be more an encourager and a cheerleader than actually a driver. And the other thing I remember vividly is Chris described how he hired somebody to fold the socks for him. And this is a really good activity, I think, because that freaked Chris up in order to spend his time throwing his kids up in the air. And I just spent a good chunk of today doing physical fighting with my five-year-old daughter, rolling around on the carpet and being hit by her and being pushed to the ground and pulling myself back up and pushing her to the ground. The kind of stuff that rough and tumble, and she loved it. So what does this have to do with organization? What it has to do with organization is the sharing of the experience that we humans find it hard to determine what our priorities are and decide how we'll place our time. And in that, we're bonded together. We all live in the same universe of difficulty. So to Armander, I say good evening. To Bernie Goldback, I say good day. I think it's probably only about 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Portland, Oregon now. And as you can hear in my voice, I'm fading towards sleep. So to all of you, ending Audio Mo number 13 in honor of NaNoWriMo, the writers of 50,000 words, I bid you all cheerio.